program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself? How's everything?
I'm doing fine, buddy. Everything's going well, and, you know, you're feeling pretty positive, actually, right now. And, you know, I'm in a very good state of mind right now. I hope our friends listening to the show are as well. I know you are, you know, too. And a lot of it has to do with the weather. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, we're getting outside now, and, you know, we were talking to our, you know, amongst ourselves here, and, you know, getting our walks back in and, you know, and that kind of stuff certainly helps a whole heck of a lot.
Sure does. And, you know, it seems like the weather, you know, not to be a weatherman, but it seems like it's starting to break here. I mean, it's a little cooler, I think, right, for April, and, you know, a lot of rain. And
just
to see the temperature, and hopefully now we hold it. And like you said, and as far as, you know, not to get into the whole viral thing, but things are starting to open back up slowly. The
well, it's important to talk
nicer,
about
right, you know, the shore and all that. So it seems like hey, we're definitely moving forward. That's all we could ask for, right?
No doubt about it. And, you know, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, right? And so, you know, we are going in the in a positive direction for sure. And what also is happening, you know, Mike, is that businesses are slowly being allowed to start to open back up again. They said the non-essential businesses can start to do curbside stuff. Now, personally, I don't know what good that's really going to do, but it's a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'll give you an example of someplace where it's going to be beneficial in our house is that my son wanted a video game, and we ordered it, and, you know, now kids today aren't used to it taking a week for something to get delivered to your house, right?
Yeah.
So we ordered this video game from GameStop, and when he got it, it's not working properly. So he was, naturally, as you could imagine, he's 10 years old, so he was very disappointed that it wasn't working. But I told him, I said, Jack, there's good news. GameStop can open back up next week. And we can call them and see if we can just swap it out at the local GameStop now. You don't have to do it online, you know, this time. So that's good, right? I mean, we can go and just drive over and they can run it out to the car. But, you know, some of the other stuff, just like we were talking about sneakers, you're like, you need a new pair of sneakers. And you know, what are you supposed to do? Go online and tell, you know, boogie out my size 10s to the curb for me?
Yeah, it just, you know, again, it's a step in the right direction. I'm not going to be critical of anything or anybody. I'm thankful for the progress we're making. But with that being said, it just, I guess it's a step we have to take before we take the next step.
Yeah, I guess
which is, you know, maybe X amount of people allowed in the store and distancing and all that. Which
well, personally, that's what makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go to Raymore and Flanagan and look at furniture, those stores are pretty big. I don't think there's any real reason why they couldn't allow 25 or 30 people in that store at one time. And, you know, if there's that many people in it, you go, you got to wait.
Yes.
You know, but whatever, you know, and, you know, so the markets are continuing to bounce around here, Mike, in the same range here. Good. To me, it's showing a good baseline here where we are with, you know, it's staying in this range. But one thing that I'm very optimistic about is that they were anticipating, you know, consumer sentiment to come out, and it came out this week, and it's much higher than they thought it was going to be. So that tells me that people are still in a good frame of mind out there, man.
Yes, they are, and you wonder how much does all the stimulus money played into that and all the help that was given. So people, you know, came up with a better than expected number. You just wonder, and you know, Doug, it just seems like as we're the market's finding its way, right? It went, you know, went off the bottom, had a very nice snapback, mm-hmm. right? And now it kind of seems like it's been trading in a range here, and it's kind of digesting news as it's coming out. And you know, to me, I still think, Doug, there's going to be areas that are going to do very well.
Yep.
And I think there's going to be areas that are really going to be really, really bad. You know what I'm saying? And I think so. We're going to have to figure it out from an economic and a stock market point. You know, from that's how it's going to be. And I think the big thing is still, Doug, is I think once there's a vaccine, I think that really unleashes the economy. Where,
well, Mike, there's it's funny you say that because I was listening to a podcast from an investment company, and they had a gentleman who heads up a company that does a lot of vaccine work, and they did a lot for Zika virus, SARS, HIV, and that kind of stuff. And it said, he brought up a very good point, and he said, don't think that the vaccine's around the corner, but what's probably much quicker is going to be a therapeutic way to handle it. In other words, like antibiotic, and you know that. Not antibiotic, I'm not saying, but you understand what I'm saying. Like something that you'll take
that if you get it, you could be treated.
Correct.
And hopefully a lot less fear. And then the other thing too, Doug, is I don't know if you ever see him. He's on CNBC, Dr. Gottlieb. He used to be.
Oh, yeah.
I find him very, very good, very, very fascinating, very educational. And I saw him speaking, and he was saying that they think seasonal, July and August, the virus is going to go through a real quiet point, mm-hmm. you know, seasonal. So I'm hoping too that between that and you get some therapeutic, we're able to kind of get our legs underneath us, and then shortly thereafter, hopefully the vaccine will come and
sure.
and we could put this thing together and from an economic standpoint start feeling good through that period of time and get rolling again.
Well, one of the things that I think that in hindsight, when they come back and they review why consumer sentiment is still at a good level, it's because of the extra money they gave at unemployment. Yeah. You know, people are getting extra $600 a week. That's a lot of money, yeah. you know, for, you know, there's, it's helping people continue on, you know, at the end of the day. So as long as that continues and people aren't really, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that are financially hurting right now. And I'm not trying to, you know, to minimize that. But what I'm saying is that there is another segment where these people are getting this money. And in some cases, they're getting more money than they were when they were working. Yeah. So, you know, that's a positive, you know, through it. You know, Mike, I think it was General Mills came out with, and they released some information this week that I thought made logical sense, but I didn't think about it until they put it out. What they called their midnight snack business is exploding. People are just buying tons of snack food now for inside of, you know, in their house.
I heard that too. I think it was, Pepsi that has a significant snack business.
Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that, I remember hearing that, the whole potato chip snack business was doing tremendous business through this whole stay at home.
I confess. right here in the Chapman household. I'm telling you right now, I asked my wife and I asked my kids, I want you to do the research because I think I may be lined up for a Guinness Book of World Record thing here. The most Oreos eaten in a quarantine. I'm pretty sure that I could be pushing the record right there.
Yeah, no, I mean it's been that way, and supermarkets have done. I read an article, and I'm not going to get into the chain and stuff like that, saying that this has been a economic boom for them, and the parent company has paid down debt, and you know, like really put them in a the hardship has put this chain in a very good position that wouldn't have happened if, you know, because of this. So that's undeniable, right? We can all agree is that the supermarkets and, you know, that type has just been through the roof.
Well, Mike, you know, the truth of the matter is there's always a bull market somewhere, right? That's an old saying, you know, that's for every crisis that we're going through is a boom for somebody else. It just really, really is. And, you know, and how does that dovetail over to, you know, markets and investing and all those, you know, types of things? And, you know, Mike, there's periods of time when we go through where passive investing may do a better job than active investing, and active investing, and there's periods of time when active investing, you know, can really be beneficial to people. And I happen, in my personal belief, and I know it's yours too, right now, is that our belief is that active investing is has a much greater potential right now for you than just passive, you know, buying an index, because there's a lot of companies in the indexes that are going to be hurting. So right now, in my, you know, in my belief, and it's just my opinion, there's no guarantee on it, but having somebody actively manage and specifically select, you know, investments on your behalf really can be beneficial in times like this, because we're hoping that they can avoid, you know, investing in the places that are getting hurt and, you know, put money in places that are benefiting.
And I think anytime you see volatility, that creates that opportunity, right? It creates somebody that can say, hey, I can steer the car, if you will, and pick and choose, where, you know, passive is just, it is what it is. You buy, you get what you get, and, you know, it is what it is, whether it's things. So, I agree with you 100% on that.
You know, Mike, I had a conversation with a new client this week. And, you know, we'll talk about this further later, but one of the things that got, you know, brought up was she asked, you know, do you guys use algorithms to manage? And, you know, I explained to her why we don't use, you know, algorithms to manage our funds. And, you know, an algorithm is a computer generated thing that tells you when you should buy or sell a thing. And in my opinion, again, just my opinion, they're very flawed in many, many ways, because when the market is going down and capitulating at a bottom, the algorithm is going to tell you to sell out of equity positions, which may be the absolute worst thing you can do. And then what happens with algorithms is, to get back into the equity position, the market has to move up in order to signal a okay sign to the algorithm. So then you missed that part in there. So that's, you know, one of the reasons why we believe that, you know, active management together with, you know, a relationship with an advisor that can explain a strategy and why the belief is that you should stick there is of paramount at times like this right now than, you know, many other times. These are times that are screaming for that type of relationship and guidance.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, but overall, though, you know, it's hard to say this, but I mean, it seems like it's been more of the same this week. You know, like, again, the market's kind of been bouncing around in this trade range for a couple weeks. The economy continues to open up, if you will. And I'm even going to say, I guess if it's opening up, it's got to be recovering, right? Because, you know, anytime you open up something, we're doing more business today than we did yesterday. And it's really kind of been more of the same for as dynamic as these times are. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's been kind of status quo, and company earnings that are coming out are just they're like non events. They're not even, you know, you don't even really hear about them.
It's truly, and we say this all the time, right? That when a company comes out and reports earnings, they're reporting, you know, the last quarter. It's already all news, and we're always interested in saying, well, what are they going to say 6 months going forward? And in these times, it's more evident than now than ever that, you know, what happened at the end of March quarter is really, really old news, right? It's because everything's dynamic going forward.
Yeah. And, you know, for the most part in the investment world, I feel as though that everybody is completely disregarding the second quarter of the year. They're looking, you know, well beyond that. And they're saying, and what is typical, Mike, is it's what's very interesting is when you study the markets and you go back, there's a lot of theories out there that say that the markets price 6 to 9 months in advance. Okay? Now, hear me out on this, because this is a very different circumstance than we've seen before. And typically what would happen is that if it was anticipated there was going to be a recession or a slowdown or something of that nature that was coming 6 months in advance, 6 months ago, the market would have pulled back. Well, that didn't happen, right? So it was a sudden thing that took place. So if you believe the theory that the market's always going to price out 6 months in advance, It skipped the second quarter. It had to skip the second quarter. You could never even factor the second quarter into it because you couldn't go six months backwards. Yep. You can't go back to January or December on this. And if you believe that from the end of March or beginning of March, I guess it all started, you know, towards the beginning of March, that 6 months out from then that the market would be doing better, September, October, November time frame, this all makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, Doug, like what you're saying, like, when June 30th comes and that's the end of the quarter and they're reporting earnings in the middle of July and late July and even beginning of August, I don't think the numbers are really going to say so much. It's going to be the verbiage of what these companies say, maybe what they saw at the end of the quarter in June and maybe into July up to that point. You know, hey, business has been gradually picking up, or we see this, or, you know, and I think that's what's really going to rule the day. Not that, hey, you know, the world came to a stop here, you know, in the second quarter.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how we unwind out of this and we go forwards, because it is such a fluid situation out. You know, it's just in our state, right? You just look at it, like on Monday or last weekend, they came out and they said absolutely no parades or, you know, like for commencements and that kind of stuff. Well, they changed all that on Tuesday. They said you could do that. So, and I'm not faulting them. I'm not being critical in what I'm saying. I'm saying this is such a fluid time frame right now where it really is day to day that by the end of the quarter, which is 6 weeks away from now, it could be a completely different dynamic than it is today.
Yeah. And like I had said, like I had heard that if July and August are strong months for, you know, the virus going kind of dormant, for lack of better words, that could play into it too. So we don't know what the summer months bring. We don't know what that middle of June and through July, August, the real heat time of the year. So it'll be interesting, you know. But again, you can only do, and this gets back to, we're talking broad strokes, you know, here about the economy and the market stuff, but it boils down to you, right? Your financial future. And you got to be doing what's right for you, what's prudent for you, you know. And again, here it is. It's like we're like the repeat broken record. What do I own? Why do I own it? What am I getting from my you know, investments?
Mike, you're 100% correct. And folks, we're going to hop to our break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about something that you know, we've spoken about in the office here and we're very adamant about. Is you need to really start to be serious about your retirement. And we're going to talk to you about that when we come right back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're spending some of your time here with us. And, You know, I told you before we went on a break that, you know, Mike and I, we were in the office here this week and doing our research and our homework and prep for the show. And one of the things that we decided that we were going to, you know, talk to you about here today is a problem that we think is out there is that we don't think that you all are taking your retirement serious enough.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And, you know, obviously what we had determined is that I think probably the biggest enemy, for lack of a better word, for not taking your retirement serious is people just say, oh, it's so far out there. I got, you know, time. Oh, I'm not retiring for another 10 years yet. I'm not retiring for another 8 years. I'm not retiring for 5 years. Whatever. You know, there always seems like there's a justification because retirement's not like at the end of the year.
Right. But what about the people that it is at the end of the year, Mike?
Well,
it's same thing. You're just not taking this approach to your finances serious enough when it comes to your retirement. You're taking more of a laid-back kind of approach. And one of the worst things that can happen that we believe, and we've spoken about this before, is that everybody just has a buy and hold on their, you know, on all their investments now, Mike, whether it's, and a lot of people also don't register that their 401k is an investment, okay? That you just, you don't have a strategy in place. And that is just craziness, especially now. Is the retirement lifestyle going to be different after COVID-19? We don't know. But I do know this. There's a whole bunch of you out there that were sweating like mad worrying about your retirement, whether you were going to be able to, whether this market swoon was going to hurt it, eliminate it, prevent it from happening, any of those things, and you didn't do anything about it, and the market came back a little bit here, so you're breathing a sigh of relief, but you're still not doing anything about it.
Right. And you know, Doug, if you said to me what most people will say the year they're going to retire, can you take a look at this and say, can I do it? I want to retire at the end of the year.
Right. And that's fine.
That's fine. But it's also late to the game.
Right. But it's better than not doing
well,
it.
Well, of course. Of course. That's, I mean, I'm assuming that, you know, when I'm saying that, you know, better late than ever, and you need to find out. But I guess in general, what I'm just trying to say, and I guess what we're trying to say is people are just very, very laxed about their retirement. It's something they want to do. Now, to feed into that, Doug, is retirement an age or is it a money number?
Well, retirement is not an age. Well, and back in time, retirement was an age. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, but I think because it was an age because the word pension existed.
Correct.
Back then.
Correct.
Okay, and I don't think people have transitioned. And they think of retirement as, well, I'm going to retire at age 65, let's just say. That's mm-hmm. probably the most common popular number. And I think, again, it leads to my opening statement of, oh, well, that's X years away, or that's this, or that's that, or you know what, I'm 64 now, so I better go find out, can I do this at 65? It creates this laziness, if you will, okay? And I think that retirement, I think what we're trying to stress today is retirement's not an age. It's a dollar value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should talk about that more and explain that.
And a dollar value that can support your lifestyle, your desired lifestyle, right? Because, Mike, at the end of the day, right, you got G plus P equals S. And that is goal plus a plan will equal success. At least give you the best chance to accomplish it. You need to fulfill the entire equation. Now, the goal is the lifestyle that you want to live during retirement. That's what's really, you know, we need to get together because we need to talk with you about what your desired lifestyle is so that we can then create the plan to equal success. Mike, let me tell the people a story out here right now. I'm going to tell a story about two separate clients that, you know, Wealth Management Group. We've got one family, you'll know who I'm talking about. You got one family who's got pension income coming through the door, and they don't have a whole bunch of assets, but they have money coming through the door every single month on a pension, and they're fine. They don't really have financial worries. And in fact, I spoke to them during the, you know, at the beginning of April after the market went down. They really could have cared less that the market went down, for lack of a better way to say it. They were very relaxed and very calm about it because they have pension income coming through the door, and they were fine. Now there's another client who does not have a pension coming through the door and wanted to take the approach of funding their retirement strictly through portfolio and investments without any guarantees, feeling as though this could be fine. And they probably will be fine, Mike. More than likely, they're going to be fine. But the anxiety and the stress that they have to live with every single time that there is any bump in the road related to the market, because they start to get scared about whether they're going to run out of income, those are the two scenarios. And at some point in time, you or friends out there listening to the show right now need to get a grip on where are you going to be in your retirement. And what I'm telling you is, if you don't have a pension, we should probably sit down together and set up something for you so you do have some sort of financial stability where there's guaranteed money coming through the door, right, so that you don't have to have that financial panic when you have a point in the market like we're having right now.
100% agree with you on everything. I think Doug, if I may just go back a little bit, you know, we're talking about retirement not being an age, being a dollar amount, an income amount, right?
Right.
That's what determines. But that number is determined by what you just said, your lifestyle, okay? And that's what a lot of people don't understand. How much do you need to retire? What do you need to retire? What type of lifestyle do you want to live? That's when you can get your arms around that, then you could say, all right, do I have the dollar,
mm-hmm,
to support that? So you see, folks, where age necessarily does not come into this. Now, I get it. Social Security pays different amount at certain ages. Sometimes people are hooked into a job. If I leave at this age, I get lifetime benefits.
Right.
We're not ignoring any of that.
No.
But for the most part, you just can't say, oh, I'm going to retire at 65 years old and just neglect your financial situation or not take your retirement serious and think that all of a sudden, happy birthday, you're age 65. Okay, wake up, you're good to go.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way.
Does not work that way. And the unfortunate thing is that, you know, what started Mike and I talking about this is that there's a decent number of you all who call into the office and into the show each week that want to have, you know, complimentary consultations with us or discuss things with us. And we appreciate you. But the reality is, for the number of people that listen to this show on a weekly basis, tens of thousands of people, maybe even 100,000 people that listen to this show on a weekly basis, what we know is that studies have shown us and research teaches us that most of you out there are just completely ignoring this entire thing. And you worked your entire lifetime so that you can have your enjoyment of your retirement years, and you need to make sure that you are doing a strategy in place. And we're here, and we're telling you right now, you should be calling us to do this with us.
Yeah, and the other big thing too, Doug, is that you and I, and again, the show's been on for over 20-some-odd years, we've seen the market fall of 2000, 2001, 2008, and most recent. And we've spoken with potential retirees.
Mm-hmm.
When I say potential, people thinking that, well, I'm going to retire, I'm planning on retiring, or I want to retire. And we've spoken with people that have come in and said, well, I was going to, but because of what took place, I can't now. Or, you know, or what have you. And changing the whole financial horizon, if you will, of them.
Mm-hmm.
With retirement. And, you know, Doug, it goes back to that old financial adage, if you will. You only need to get rich once.
Exactly.
Okay. And I don't even know if the word rich is even a proper, because I think people hear rich, they think of, oh, I need to have millions of dollars. I got money falling out of my pockets when I walk down the road. You know, that's how rich I am.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to retirement, you only have to achieve the numbers and guarantee that retirement once. That's what we're saying. And are you there? Are you monitoring it? Do you need help getting there? You know, these are the questions that go to it.
And the thing is, Mike, is that it can be done with a pragmatic, practical, and simple approach to it. The worst thing that can happen, I could tell another story here about a client of ours that prior to 2008, and you'll know who I'm talking about, Mike, was a fairly wealthy client and worked for an investment bank for most of his life. And as much as I tried to get him to sell out of his company stock, you know, he just waved that flag. He spent his whole career, you know, with, you know, the company and the successor companies and all that stuff. And, you know, we did have other things going on, but way overexposed to that one. Well, you know where this story's going. He was retired. They were enjoying life. Guess what happened after 2008? Back to work.
Yeah.
At 72 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and it can happen. We want to make sure that it doesn't happen to you. We want to give yourself the same, you know, chance. Don't believe for one second that it can't happen. You have to have the right strategies in place for you. And, you know, we can lead the horse to water, right? As the old saying, you can't make them drink. We can show them as many strategies as you want to. And, you know, this gentleman, not only myself, but, you know, other money managers that we had in his portfolio that worked with, tried to express this to him, and he just didn't want to hear it, you know, at the time. So it was his fault that it happened, but it happened. So don't let that be your fault, folks. Let's sit down, and you have to call us to have these conversations. Now, we offer them to you there's no cost or obligation. So you pick the phone up. There's no downside. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And set up a time to have. Right now, obviously, it'll be a telephone conversation or a video meeting, whatever you're most comfortable with. But let's get it going. Let's at least start the ball rolling in the right direction here with some seriousness towards here. I mean, right now, if you're sitting across from your spouse and you guys haven't done this, you got to look at each other and say, how many times are we going to, you know, be lucky and survive a bad time in the market? What if the market didn't bounce back?
Well, you know, that's the whole reason for this topic and what we're talking about today is that in light of what's transpired over the last couple months and you know, from just a whole societal uncertainty and leading to the stock market fall and bounce back and the whole deal, everything that's gone on, all the madness, if you will, you and I were talking and saying that we realize people are not taking their retirement serious enough.
Right.
And one of the biggest reasons why, to reiterate, they're not taking it serious is because they attach an age to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that age, we feel, is skewing things and saying, I have time, or when I hit that age, well, it'll happen automatically, I'll be okay. And nobody's kind of, if you will, getting under the hood and looking at the engine a little bit and saying,
right,
what do we got here?
You know, we've done many shows in the past, Mike, about reverse engineering. That's really what we want to do here. We want you to tell us what you want your retirement to look like, your lifestyle to look like. And then we build it backwards to make sure that it happens. So it's not pegged necessarily to an age, because I don't see what's so magical about age 65. I'm just happen to be picking that up. I think that that people want to be able to, they'll retire as soon as they can live the lifestyle they want to retire.
And you know what, Doug, and through the years of practice and many of our clients that have, the people that came on board with us and we were getting them ready for retirement, and if you will, we kind of got them to that point, even though they didn't retire yet.
Yeah.
Because for different uncertainties. And a lot of times in corporate America, we've had clients that were worried about, quite frankly, well, I'm going to stay and keep working, but I think there's a real chance I could lose my job any day.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes there's different things going on with business where I may be going, I may not be going, or I'm going to stay. So we've dealt with various different clients along the way. But the one thing, you know, the one common denominator was they got to a point where their money was going to match their lifestyle in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So the age and everything else, or what the corporate watch was, if you will, meant nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to enlighten you and speak to you about. And you know, we're talking about taking your retirement serious, because when we can accomplish that, you're good.
You know when an age may be pegged to a retirement, Mike? If you're fortunate enough to still have a pension.
Yes. Yeah, all the time.
Because but that might be part of the plan, because you might want to have, and sorry for interrupting you, you might want to have a certain amount of money, and we know that when that date happens, you're eligible for that money, so poof, it happens.
Doug, pensions all the time. You hear people, I got to put 30 years in, 25 yep. years, I got to hit this age. If I do that, this trigger. I mean, absolutely. A pension is all about age.
Right.
And service and time in. You know, it's all about that. But in today's society, with the pension being so far and few between, right, you mm-hmm. have to kind of got to count on yourself.
Yeah. Folks, let us help you take your retirement serious. Pick up the phone, have a complimentary consultation with us, no cost or obligation. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And that's for if you are already retired, you know, let's make sure that you got a good strategy in place. If you're getting ready to retire, you know, wherever you are in your life cycle, let's make sure we're doing this in the right path, you know, the right way, and with a good, serious approach to it. It's important.
Absolutely.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you are investing some of your time here with us today. And Mike, we're to the segment of the show here now. We didn't do it last week, so we really have 2 weeks worth of time to say what have we been up to, you know, lately, and kind of, you know, chat a little bit about, you know, about that. And you know, I'll kick it off. And I had a great conversation with a very nice woman the other night, and you know, hopefully coming on board with us. And the one of the takeaways I had from the conversation was what she said to me at one point, and she said, "I'm one of those people who really didn't pay attention to this stuff until, you know, recently now that I want to retire. And she's fortunate because she accumulated, you know, a nice amount of money during her lifetime. And, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, I'm not going to say it's by accident, but, you know, said not paying attention to it. And so, you know, that's what you and I refer to as the financial ostrich out there. And there's a whole bunch of people listening to the show right now, Michael, who are financial ostriches. So why don't we talk to them for a minute and tell them, you know, what we can do and, you know, how we can help you prevent being that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Doug, in light of the times, I guess people out of boredom that were ostriches are looking into some of their numbers and statements now. And we've received a couple calls saying, hey, can you take a look at this for me? And, you know, so who are they? What are they? How do they evolve? And I'm going to say that hardworking,
mm-hmm.
put money away,
mm-hmm.
did the right things in first couple of steps.
You bet.
But just kind of let the money accumulate and really did nothing to it and kind of never really looked at it. And I don't want to say neglected it because most ostriches have actually done pretty well, you know, putting money away because they had the right ingredients. And but they hit a point of, okay, so now what?
Right. You know, you have to understand that at some point in time, you got to pull your head out of the sand, even if it's for a short period of time, and pay attention to what's going on. You know, the financial ostrich is like a regular ostrich. An ostrich will put his head, you know, underground because they believe that if they can't see anybody, nobody can see them. Well, the same thing with the financial ostrich, you know, will put their head underneath the, you know, the ground there and kind of just ignore the financial world. Now, I assure you the financial world is going to continue to happen whether you keep your head buried in the sand or not. So it's in your best interest to at least pull it out for a little while. Come over to us. We're the financial ostrich specialists, if you will. Let us take a look at it and see where you are. And to your point, Mike, is that often the ostriches just need a couple of little tweaks to, you know, really solidify what's going on, you know, in their life. And that's, you know, very beneficial. And then many times you can just go and bloop, plop it back down under the sand there. And, you know, you've got guys like us behind you, you know, keeping an eye on things and working on it for you.
Doug, there's a whole pool of people out there that work hard and know they need to put money away and save it and do that. But they're not really interested in the day-to-day, the financial plan, if you will. They just didn't get themselves to that point. Mm-hmm. Don't take care of the first two steps, but that third step. So what generally happens over time is in the back of their mind, they know they have to sooner or later. And they know that they're doing all this, working hard and putting money away because they know they need to accomplish something bigger and better in life.
Right.
And a lot of times it's a triggering event that gets them to finally take the step,
mm-hmm.
whether it be, hey, I am going to retire. I need to know for retirement. Something crazy going on in the market. Something triggers it. But that's how they are. There's a whole mix of people out there that live their life that way.
No doubt about it. So, you know, so that's one of the things that we've been working on. And, you know, the other one of the other things that I had a call with a client, it was a very legitimate telephone call. And what this fellow does is he's involved in the medical field. And, you know, so he's been around, you know, people. And he just said to me, hey, Doug, you may think this is a silly question, but I got to ask you, if I happen to get COVID, does my insurance cover it? You know, would my life insurance cover it? Would my disability insurance cover it? You know, very legitimate question.
Sure.
Answer's yes.
Yeah.
You know, but very legitimate question that, you know, he had on his mind and was thinking about. So, you know, it was good. And then it was nice to just, you know, have telephone conversations. You know, Mike, I've been having a lot of telephone conversations with clients lately and just, you know, kind of like chatting and, you know, seeing what's going on. And, you know, what's kind of sad, and, you know, we've spoken about this in the office, is that there's a lot of lonely people out there right now, bud.
Yeah.
And you know that, you know, and you know, we need to pay attention to that too and, you know, and talk to people. And, you know, during the week, I was invited to see a video with Dr. Kevin Elko, who is, you know, a sports psychologist out there, very, very well known and works with University of Alabama, Miami, the Packers, the Eagle, you know, he just you name it, right? And he started the Rutgers chop, you know, back in the day. Yep. So anyway, one of the things that he was talking about is that, you know, why it's so important for everybody to have empathy towards everybody right now. And he said, you know, let me talk to you when, you know, I'm paraphrasing, to talk to you all about your children right now. You need to have some empathy with your children right now. Don't be, you know, don't be so strict and harsh, because what they're going through is like nothing we've ever gone through in our lifetime. Never. There was never probably a period of your time in your life where you were removed from your friends for any circumstance. Great point. Then he said, husbands, you need to have empathy with your wives right now, because your wife has never gone through this before. Wives, you need to have empathy for your husbands right now. Your husband's never gone through it. You know, you get the point, right? He's like, be understanding right now. Be caring right now. And it was just a great message. And I said to myself while I was listening to that, I'm like, you know, I'm going to translate that to, you know, or transmit that to the listeners this week, because to me it meant a lot. You know, it was a message to me that meant, a whole heck of a lot. And another thing that he said, Mike, is that when we're going through this right now, don't go through it, grow through it. Learn something while we're doing this here. Grow through it. So what we're trying to do here is we come out here, and I said, well, how does that apply to us, right? Well, we're trying to help you grow in a way related to your finances during this, right? There's a period of time that says, what can we do to help you grow through this instead of go through this? And I think we're doing a really good job of it. I guess I'm biased. We come out here on the show each week and talk about it. But I know you love, you know, listening to Dr. Elko too. But it's always good to get positive reinforcement on our brains, you know, every now and then.
Absolutely. And you know, Doug, and even today, the theme of the show is everything that we've been through, and we're all in it together, and it's affected everybody. Okay,
right.
which is kind of amazing, right? When you think about it, because how many times, Doug, there was bad hurricane, took out Florida or took out Louisiana, or there's tornadoes and orders the fires of California and Sandy up here. And you say, wow, like, but it was only a fraction of our country.
Mm-hmm.
This has affected everybody. And, you know, Doug, and you and I, speaking of retirement, and let's not put an age on it, but let's put a value on it. We know times are uncertain, and we were speculating, well, what's happening to people? What happened to some people's retirements through all this? People that aren't working, people that may not get their business mm-hmm. back, people that may not be called back.
Right.
Okay. And we said, you know what? We need to address this. We need to speak to people about, it's about a dollar and not an age. And truly we're here to help. And I can't see why people, after seeing something like this, a pandemic, right?
Right.
Never happened 1917 or whatever the year was.
Yep.
Why would you not address it or realize this needs to be addressed?
100%. You know, and what he said is, I'm going to throw this out there before we part for, you know, a break and then come back. He said, you got to make sure you're focusing on a win. What's important now?
Yeah.
That's what win stands for. What's important now? So let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
We'll be right back. These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here, and it's our hope that you're getting value, you know, out of the show here. And, you know, we kind of took a little different tone than normal with the show here, you know, and maybe a little bit more of a, you know, authoritative kind of like telling you what to do approach. But, you know, we really think that it's that important. And, you know, we can be reached at 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722 to have a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And we want you to get serious about it. And I got to ask you a question. If not now, when?
Huh?
If not now, when? And if you want to put it off for 3 months, all right, call the office and say, I'm putting this off for 3 months. Call me in. We'll keep you on your – we'll keep you honest to yourself. You tell me you want me to call you the first week in September? Okay, I'll put it in my schedule, and, you know, I will call you the first week in September. No big deal if you want to keep kicking the can down the road. But if not now, when?
Yeah, I agree, Doug, and I think this week was about, you know, bringing an awareness, and I think there's people that it's going to resonate with, and they're going to say, you know what, they're right. If you don't do the right things and have, if you will, the dollars set up, The age doesn't matter.
Correct.
And hopefully that resonates with you, and hopefully you're looking at it that way now, and hopefully you're going to, you know, do the right thing and address your situation. That's all we're – and times are uncertain, and what did this do to your retirement planning?
Right. It may have done nothing.
Yeah.
You may be on track, but unless you let us look at it for you and go over it and give you a second opinion on what, you know, what you're doing right now, you're not going to know. Now, if you've been listening to this entire show and you have no anxiety about your retirement income whatsoever, God bless you. Great. That's good. That means you're probably in a really, really good spot. But if at one point or another it didn't make you in the least bit uncomfortable, if it did make you in the least bit uncomfortable, I meant to say, well, we're talking to you. We're talking to you right now, and you should be picking the phone up and giving us a call. Now, one of the things that people say is that we don't give the number out often enough, and when we do, we say it too fast. So I'm going to give it to you again now, and I'm going to give it to you again before the end of the show. So, you know, if you want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, it's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Now, for those of you who don't know, Mike and I are the co-founders of Wealth Management Group. And we started Wealth Management Group in the mid-1990s as an independent organization to give you objective advice to help you accomplish your goals and objectives. Because during that period of time, we didn't think that there was a lot of objective advice going on out there, because it was very common that if you worked with a major wirehouse or a major brokerage firm, you looked at those statements and you saw all their name brand investments inside of there. Well, some of them were good, but some may not have been so good. So, you know, by setting up Wealth Management Group as an independent organization, allowing us to have objectivity, it allows us to bring, you know, appropriate products and solutions to you to help you accomplish your goals and objectives.
Yeah, Doug, and you know, and that's what we're all about. And, you know, we're here for you. We're here to discuss your situation. You know, Doug, and we believe you have the right to know about your situation, or you should want to know. About
you have
your
the obligation
to know about your situation. And that's what we're really saying to you, is you should just know where you're at. Are you doing the right things? Are you doing the prudent things? And that's what matters.
It really does matter, Mike. And, you know, the thing is that we can't call you. You have to take you know, the step here, folks. And, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. Mm. You know, and the easiest person to lie to is yourself. We've spoken about that, you know, time after. That's been a theme of our show for well, you know, the show's been on the air for well over, you know, 24, I think we're coming up on 25 years, right?
Yeah.
So over all that period of time, we've spoken to you about so many different things, and we've given you so many catchphrases and, you know, so many, you know, if it is to be, it's up to me. You know, I could hit you with a million things that we've spoken about over the years and the examples that we've given and, you know, the strategies and techniques that we use for people. I think it's worth your time to take a look at. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah. And again, give us a call. We're here for you. Love to chat with you about your situation.
Yeah. So the number, folks, is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give us a buzz. You can also go check out our website. It is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And you can reach us through there, too, if you'd like to drop us, you know, drop us an email. We're happy to, you know, to hear from you that way is, you know, as well. And we'll follow up with you. But, you know, we're here. We want you to be serious about this. We want you to know we're serious about it. And, you know, we want to, you know, try to help you. As Brian Tracy told me years ago, Doug, you and Mike have an obligation to get on that radio every single week, tell people what they should be doing, and let them know that you're there to help them. And that's what we're doing.
Doug, I just want to say this week, thank you to everybody for listening. We truly appreciate you.
Yeah, we really, really do. And I hope that you noticed that we refer to you as our friends listening to the show. We, you know, we appreciate you very, very much. And, you know, we appreciate you tuning in. And if I mean, let's face it, if it wasn't for the listeners, the show wouldn't be on the air for, you know, 24 years, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Be safe until next week, folks. We hope to hear from a whole bunch of you guys this week. And we'll be back again next week with some more information and some more guidance. Stay healthy. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.